morning, Todd.
And we're back. Good morning.
Yeah, we're back. Another Throat in the Ocean podcast coming live from the first day of October, October 1st. Todd and I have been talking about this for a little bit, and I think we're pretty excited to get into our version of Sober October.
That's right.
You know, Sober October, for those of you that don't know, is kind of a, it's not kind of, it's a Joe Rogan thing where him and, I can't remember who's all in it.
Who gets involved. a few years ago, it was him and like Ari and Bert and Tom Segura. But
right,
I was looking at their stuff. They're not going to do it this year.
Yeah, they're not doing it this year. They're like, I saw the thing where they posted and it's like, I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, it was like 8 a.m. too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a that group of guys, you know, they like to drink, they like to smoke, they like to do some other things, and they do a whole month of being sober and actually exercising. I think that's the other side of it, is they challenge each other to be active as much as possible. So Todd and I got to thinking, well, let's come up with something for October that we could do similar. I mean, neither of us really have a drinking problem, or we don't do recreational drugs. So we don't really have too much there, but it is kind of a cool idea to do something for at least a month. I think if you could do something for 30 days, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's good. I looked at it as a way to hopefully kickstart myself back into routine and getting to the gym and just making some of those more wise decisions when it comes to eating and exercising and maybe not drinking on a Monday night type of thing, or, you know, well, Monday night. Morning. Monday nights, whatever. But
it's Wednesdays, Monday night football, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. So
just two nights in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then Yost had the same thought that, hey, I got some thoughts on how to better myself and use October as a reason for that. So yeah, I think I've been thinking about it. We're going to talk about it. And, I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are, goals are going to be.
Man, I've been thinking about this since we brought it up. So, you know, last Sunday, this is good. This is tough. And I mean, I'll dive into it and everything, but I suck, man. at the end of the day, like I look at things that I want to accomplish, and I have zero, I don't know what it is. I have zero drive and zero willpower, but we'll get into it. So, you know, to start off, before we jump into it, we've been getting a lot of heat on the podcast, and heat in a good way. We've been getting a lot of listeners, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, a lot of people are hopping on, and we appreciate everybody that's listening. I do have a couple kids I'll shout out that are in high school right now that have found the podcast. So if you're listening to this, do your damn homework, and we'll see you soon. But other than that, man, it's been cool to see the numbers go up and get some feedback from people. And so I'm excited about that. So if you're listening, spread it around. Let other people know.
Yeah, and even some of our friends that we grew up with, I know, have started, or at least have listened to a couple, and, you know, our good buddy Jim's listened to probably all of them at this point. So,
yeah,
it's interesting, and I like the thinking that people are listening to it, and we can keep doing it. And
yeah, so far nobody's wanted to burn us at the stake for anything we've said, so
not yet.
That's always good. So, yeah, here we are. You know, what do you got for me, I guess? I'm going to make you start because we know where mine's going.
All right. So, I'm going to give you my overview of what I was thinking that would be good goals for me. I'll give you some reasons why. And you tell me if you think it's too easy, too hard. I doubt it. I don't think it's too hard. Excuse me. And maybe modify if you think there's anything I should do different. But so overall, I kind of thought my goals would be, I want to go to the gym in the morning, 4 days a week minimum. So that's either, you know, 4 days during the work week, or add on a weekend day here or there, whatever that is. That's more than half of the 7 day week. I think I can make some good progress back to getting in shape, since pretty much for the last 5 months, it's been like less than a day a week because it was closed for so long, or I would work way too much and then I'd be sore as hell for a week, or and as the weather changes and season changes, I'm not doing as much stuff outside. I'm not golfing anymore really, and I just thought that was a good, I hope I can use that as a kickstart for me to get a little bit back, gain some muscle back, get back in shape. You know, I think I had some more specific thoughts. I right now I probably weigh about 188, 189. And that's a bad 188, 189 for me. You know, I've been 180 and been significantly stronger than I am right now. So,
right.
You know, that's where I'd rather be. And so that's kind of where I'm at on the fitness level, or where I want to be on the fitness level. And then on the sober part, like you said, we're not really doing any drugs with work and
not really
just the occasional drug. No.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue, but drinking, yeah, I don't think we have a drinking problem by any means, but I do have a beer, you know, probably more than half of the nights every week, and, right. or a seltzer or something with coworkers, or going to the brewery or watching something on TV or playing right. video yep. games with a, you know what I mean? So, and it's like, is that really necessary? And it's not. So, so here's what I was thinking, and I could go strict sober. I've tried that before, and usually what happens is about 10 days in, I'm like, this sucks, because it's impeding. Like, we did it 1 year, and we went to a Rockies game on like the 12th, right. and I was like, I just want to have a beer. It's beautiful out. We're at a Rockies game, and I ended up just doing it anyways. But so right. my thought was, instead of locking myself into that, which probably can be done, but like you said, willpower is always an issue. I was thinking, how about I do no beer, no seltzer? If I want a drink, it's going to be a nice, neat whiskey or something like that, where I know I'm only going to have like one or two at most. And then the other yeah. side of it would be only doing it on like Fridays, Saturdays, you know, times yeah. when it's not in the middle of the week type of thing.
Yep, definitely.
Maybe that's weak, and I wanted to hear your feedback. Maybe I should lock it up. But
no, I think when it comes to that, especially the drinking side of stuff, is it's first off, for everybody listening, like Todd might sound like, you know, he's having multiple drinks a week. It's not like, you know, he's out drinking and then he's drinking and driving or anything like that. It's more along the lines of sitting down playing Fortnite and drinking a beer or a seltzer.
Or it's taking a coworker to Blacktooth, or yeah. meeting people at Blacktooth Brewery, or yeah. Honestly, we've had stressful weeks, and one of the guys on a big project, and I've just had to have a beer to catch up on things and just shake our heads. But that's not really needed. We can do that without that.
Right. But I also think that it gets to the point where it can be dangerous when you view it as a way of unwinding. You know, yep. like, oh, I had a rough week, I'm going to knock back a couple beers. But I do think if you do it for a month, yes, that's great, and you could be sober, but there's always the potential for you to replace it with something that's not as great.
True.
Like, I'm not saying you're going to start smoking or anything like that, but maybe you start eating more or something, mm-hmm. or you're just a little bit more lazy because you just want something to do to unwind, but you don't have that outlet. So I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. that's something. I don't think it's a bad goal to limit yourself to the weekends by any means. I would say if you're knocking down like a case of beer, you know, halfway through the week, then yeah, maybe you look at a little bit more drastic, but you know, and even then, if it's like, you know, having a whiskey neat or something like that, well, then you're limiting some sugars that you're having through different drinks or, you know, beers, carbs with beer and stuff like that. So maybe that's not a bad choice. Just having a fancy drink.
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, obviously the best case would be none, and from a fitness perspective and probably general wellness, but I do enjoy having a drink, and you know, I figured if I can limit it to some sort of whiskey neat or something like that, you know, I'm not going to have, there's been rare occasions where I'm drinking whiskey neat and I've had more than 2-3 glasses, cuz you're going to be feeling it,
right.
and yeah. it's not really what you're drinking whiskey for, so.
And going back to the podcast we had a while ago where we talked about being a man, I've never felt more weak when I just try and drink just a glass of whiskey. It hurts, and it doesn't taste good, and I need some Splenda in that thing, you know?
Scotch and Splenda. Tastes yeah. like Splenda, gets you drunk like scotch.
My wedding, we were passing around fancy whiskey and stuff like that, and it was like, it took me an hour and a half to drink like a little splash of whiskey, because it's just hard for me to drink it like that.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I can do a shot of whiskey, but I can't drink it when it's just in a cup. Put it in a shot glass and it's no big deal. I'll sip on it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. So that's my thought anyways. And then on the other side of it, cleanup diet. I mean, my diet has been a little bit not off the rails by any means, but loose from my kind of standpoint. Right. And so I have some just kind of general thoughts that I think I will, I always just eat better when I'm working out and doing stuff anyways.
Right.
And so as I get back into it and as a way to not instantly be tired and worn out and sore, I'm going to allow myself to eat a little bit more free. And then maybe midway through the month, start to really lock that up back to where I used to be with, you know, kind of no sugars, no grains. And that's kind of my thought on that. And, you know, yeah, fast food here and there, I'm not going to worry about too much, but I definitely don't want to eat it every day. Honestly, yeah, this last week we got fast food like four times. So
yeah. And
it's just lazy.
And that's, I mean, you got Chick-fil-A. So if I had Chick-fil-A, I'm eating it three times a day, 7 days a week, but
yep.
Yeah.
I already started. I already made some steps on how we're going to handle that. I mean, I got some jerky at home in the bag, marinating that I'll smoke later. So antelope that Randy brought home a few weeks ago, I'm going to make some jerky out of that for kind of munching on, and just got to have that stuff around that's good and not reach for candy or chips or which we try not to have around too much. But.
Yeah, I think cleaning up the diet. Everybody always has a little bit of room for, you know, cleaning up their diet. Mine's absolutely perfect, so I didn't even think of a goal for that. I'm just kidding. Mine's terrible. I think the nice thing about, they're definitely not too hard. I'd even say 4 days a week in the gym is probably, that'd probably be something you would want to switch to halfway through, because I feel like if you have a week where you're like, oh, it's down to Sunday and I got to get one more in, or I got to get two in, then it's going to be like, shit, but that's, it might be easier for you to find that motivation in the morning. For me, I wouldn't do 4 days a week just because I just wouldn't. I'd probably do like two, and then hopefully the second week I could maybe do three and then go from there. But
yeah, I actually did four this last week, and Monday, I did Monday, Tuesday, kind of upper lower split. And then I did Wednesday off, and then I went back Thursday and felt okay. And then I was pretty wasted on Friday. I didn't have much strength and energy, and I was pretty sore. So I did some like mobility stuff and did a 20-minute incline walk on a treadmill. I had the heart rate up in the morning, just like that kind of thing to get yourself moving again. And Thursday, I was walking around on Thursday, and my calves were so goddamn tight. Like I felt like I had nothing, you know what I mean? Just walking on my heels.
Right. Yeah, I struggle with, we've talked about it a little bit. We touched on it a little bit before, but going back to the gym in general, like I have a hard time of wrapping my mind around stop trying to be the best version of yourself and just try and get healthy. Like, I've never been a gym rat, so I'm not going to get back to a point where I can like run a marathon or anything like that, or even be at like high school shape. But I just can't wrap my mind around like only going to the gym and walking for 20 minutes and then going home. Yeah. Like, to me, it's like, what the hell is the point of that? And then I burn myself out because I go too hard. And but
for me, one of the biggest benefits other than just gaining strength is, you know, when I go, I do a 15 plus minute like warm up mobility stuff in the kind of I don't know what you'd even call it, kind of like the warm up room, not really the weight room.
The women's just, only section.
Yeah, pretty much with like the bands and the kettlebells and
definitely,
and just try to work on like, cause I have some issue with my lower back and hips. And, you know, I kind of dealt with that over the last year, honestly, stemming from probably playing golf and moving in that one direction for 20 some years. But I'm trying to fit
left-handed golf.
I've thought about it actually, but,
balance everything out.
So just keeping that mobility in my hip flexors and stuff like that, and trying to just stay mobile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sitting in a deep squat and working on that, just everything. So that's probably a huge benefit. Just even if I don't go and lift a weight, if I do that and go walk, at least I feel like I've done something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's close to what I did on Friday because I was kind of tired. But
right. I think just getting your heart rate up in general is probably the goal for the most part. Like, you want to limber up a little bit, but keep your heart ticking is kind of a big deal.
Yep.
Yeah. I think those are super attainable goals, and you can move forward. As we start to transition into mine, which, buckle up, because I'm about to dump 25 years of psychological problems that I have.
Before you go, I was going to ask you, and this will set the boundary, I guess, but what's the gym status there? Is everything open?
Yeah. You guys? Yeah. So all the gyms here are open as far as I know. I have the benefit of being able to use our high school gym.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, if you go in the mornings and right after school, it's packed with all the athletes. But, my plan, as I'll dive into, will be to use it over my lunch break.
Nice.
So there's like a good 45 minutes where I can get in there and do that kind of stuff. So
they opened back up here probably, 6 weeks ago. But it was really awkward because like every other piece of equipment, every other
right.
treadmill, yeah. like they had caution tape on it. And yep. it's like, really? I can't use the seated calf raise, but I can use the standing one. And then next to it, there's one side of a cable machine that's closer than, you know what I mean? It made no sense. Yeah,
right.
And then like on, so it was like that this week. And then I did not go Wednesday, like I said, and then Thursday I showed up and all the caution tape was gone. And so I think Thursday sometime this week, the governor eased up some of the restrictions even on restaurants and things like that. So now everything's available again. So yeah. We'll see how long that lasts, but.
I feel like Casey has snapped me a few times. Our friend Casey lives in Colorado. I feel like he's snapped me a few times of him at the gym, and he's actually wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah. That's the other nice thing. Yeah. We don't have to do that here.
Yeah, I think they're wearing masks down there. So,
yep.
Which is, that's fine. It would definitely would make it interesting to work out in, but.
I would. That would hold me back. That would be a struggle for me if I had to do that. And I mean, imagine you're
trying to control your breathing through a heavy squat or something like that, which Casey knows nothing about.
My mask just falls down anyways when I say one word. So trying to move at all or breathe in that, they'd just be down.
That's just when you wear like an astronaut's helmet. Just wear that to the gym.
Just wear one of those altitude simulating masks.
Honestly, yeah. Some of the masks that I've seen people wear out, I don't know. But anyways, we're pretty much open here, even though we were starting to get a big spike and stuff. So we'll see how long that lasts. But
yeah, no kidding.
Diving into mine. So I'm going to tell you right now, October's tough. And we went over this on one of the last podcasts about my favorite time of the year is right around the corn. I mean, we're talking fall and we're talking some of the best treats and food you could imagine. So October is not a bad month in that aspect of where I can get prepared. But then I also think that, November rolls around and I'm just reverting right back to where I was. So
I'm going to say that I do that at Christmas every year.
Yeah. So I could lose 20. I could lose 20 pounds and then November 1st gain 40 back. So, and I also kind of feel like this will be the first year where I'm, all in with coaching the high school level. Because last year they kind of told me last minute about, coaching. So I didn't really have time to prepare. And this year, I know what's expected of me. And it's a very active time. It is also a very easy time to pick the convenient side of things instead of the right choices because I'm there sometimes till 9 PM and stuff like that.
Right.
So October is right before that. There is the chance of building some good habits before all that starts happening. And, anyways, so basically what it comes down to for me is willpower. So I have to create goals that I think are manageable even when I have bad moments.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me, that kind of starts with intermittent fasting. I've had some success with it. If I can, my plan is to do a feeding window from noon till 8. So basically what that'll look like is, skipping breakfast, having black coffee, which I kind of just do anyways. Well, not lately, but I don't mind black coffee. And then over lunch, go do a quick 20, 25 minute cardio. And just literally incline walking probably. And then being done with that, grabbing a snack and then being able to eat in the evening. The reason that like, I want to eat healthier during that time, so cleaning up the diet. But I also know, like, if I do fall off the rails and it's still within that window, like, yes, it's kind of a setback, but then I can always just cut it off hard at 8 mm-hmm. and then just reset the next day. So that's going to be the biggest thing. But at the same time, the biggest thing also needs to be just, like, calories in, calories out. Because, like, I've tried restrictive dieting and everything under the sun from, you know, high carb, low fat to, you know, the opposite of a keto diet and everything. And
the opposite of a keto diet.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
High carb, low fat.
High carb, low fat, or high fat, low carb. Yeah. So I've tried everything. And the problem with me and restrictive dieting, even with keto, where I could eat, you know, hamburgers and cheese and stuff like that, my body hated the fact that I was cutting, like, not letting myself have things. So I just would give up. And
how quickly? Also,
my best run was a couple years ago, and I did it for about 8 months, and I saw really good results.
You felt like you were missing those things though the whole time?
No, it was like a solid month where I felt like that.
That's what I was going to say. Usually it's now like 3 or 4 weeks.
And now I can't get past that month. And to give you insight, I've got horrible kidneys. I've dealt with kidney stones and I have gout and everything and shit like that. So the problem with the keto diet is when I first start onto it, I get the wicked gout, you know?
I can see that.
It definitely takes me down for quite a while. And then once I kind of get in the groove of it, it's fine. But then if I have like, if I look at a piece of bread, it comes back. So, yeah, that's why I was struggling with that is like, I start to get healthy, but then I battle, you know, something else going on.
For sure.
So circling back around, I'd like to not limit as much as most people do when they're trying to like immediately get healthy, cause it's just not going to work. And the other side of it too, is that I have no freaking willpower. Like I can't drive. I'm so ingrained in like habit that I can't drive by certain fast food restaurants certain times of the day, because like I've always had this chain of like, oh, I'm getting home at 6 tonight, I'm going to stop by McDonald's. Well, if it's like 6 o'clock on a random day where I didn't have, you know, I'm going to be like, oh, it's 6 o'clock, I need to go to McDonald's. So that's like the hardest part for me is willpower. And then you throw on top that Carly's pregnant. And mm-hmm. so, you know, she's doing her best to eat, make good choices and stuff like that. But she's got cravings and I don't fight those because the cravings mean that I get to also eat what she's eating. So if she wants, fries, mm-hmm. then I'm getting fries. So, and it's going to continue. And I'm not using her as an excuse of why I'm eating bad. Like most of the time, she's like, I don't know what I want. And the first thing I'm like, let's get a Whopper then. So it's definitely like not her forcing me to eat bad by any means. I think what it comes down to is for me is, you know, okay, so going back, I'll dive into that, you know, making better choices, eating less. I just tend to eat enough for a whole household just in one sitting, but also just like trying to get more calories burned throughout the day, which is just increasing my activity level. And now that Kelly, our dog, has her final shots, we can start taking her on walks more often and stuff like that. So, But going back to the point of that is I've also got to find what's going to make me want to be successful. Like I have a kid on the way and I still struggle to find myself wanting to be motivated enough to like be around in a healthy lifestyle for the kid. And maybe it's just cause it's still early. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, it's scary to think that like I got a kid on the way and I'm still not freaking digging deep enough. Like what the hell is it going to take to motivate?
Yeah. I'd be surprised if that doesn't change though, as you get closer and closer.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And it is something I think about like right now I'm probably in the worst health that I've been ever, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, like I don't know what I am weight-wise, but I mean I'm my wardrobe's limited because I'm just only wearing shirts that fit, and that's very limited right now. I constantly have like headaches. I'm sore. It hurts to move. It's a little bit harder to breathe doing easy stuff. And so I'm like in the worst health I've ever been in. And I don't want to be that for when the kid is here.
No, for sure.
So it's like, I got to figure out what it's going to take. Why my mindset isn't that concerned about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I know it's bad. And beginning of this whole quarantine stuff, I went to the doctor for heart stuff. So I know I'm in a bad spot, but I just like, what about my, it's gotta be that it's just, I think it's too hard to clean up my eating and work out.
So what I've kind of gathered talking to Brandy and talking to you off and on and others as well is it doesn't come fast enough. Like you have to be patient and persevere kind of through the, some people can go 2 weeks, some people can go a month, some people can go 2 days, but you got to go, I think it's several months before you individually notice that you're making progress.
Yeah.
Because when you see yourself every day, you know, and the people you live with, they don't notice, you know what I mean? Until it's like, it takes a long time and then you're like, damn, I actually have lost weight or clothes are fitting better or whatever that is, or I can run a mile without being dead after five steps. But
yeah,
you know, that's what I noticed. And remember, I don't know if you remember, I can't remember the name of the study, but remember the marshmallow study that I was talking to you guys about? It's been like probably several years ago in the group chat.
Sounds familiar.
About putting marshmallow in front of kids, like young kids, and basically saying, if you can have this marshmallow, but if you will wait 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour, whatever the study was, we'll give you three marshmallows. Right. And then they'd give them three. And then they'd say, if you wait another hour, we'll give you six or whatever it was. And basically, like at that age, most kids don't wait. And most kids don't make it past the second, you know. And then the next step is like 99% of them don't make it past that.
Yeah.
It's that delayed gratification thing. And that's where you got to have that motivation on something that you don't see any returns on for long periods of time. And to be honest with you, 6 months is not a long period of time in our lives. That's the hard part. That's what you got to wrap your head around.
Well, that's the hard thing. And that's kind of what breaks down to maybe why I've decided to, you know, I was thinking about the, like being specific with the goals and everything, but I think I went so specific that my goal is 24 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I want to do 20 minutes of exercise today. I want to make at least one good decision today between 12 and 8. All right, one day down. Because, like, honestly, if I'm in the mindset of, like, I've got to do this for a whole week, I already want to quit. I 100% already want to quit. If I can maybe even just break it down to 6 hours at a time. Like, hey, dumbass, don't grab some, like, eat a fast food place for this the next 6 hours. And then, but then my mind's gonna be like, hey, you did it. You didn't eat for 6 hours at a fast food joint. Let's reward yourself. So I don't know. It's going to be tough because I'm 100% my own worst enemy when it comes to this stuff. Like Carly will be supportive. I could go to the grocery store and buy, you know, nothing but bags of vegetables and she would love the idea. But then as soon as I got home, I'd be like, this is stupid. And I just throw them all away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, dude, it's tough. It seems so easy, but it is. It's really tough because it takes some extra time up front and doing the prep and then sticking with it, you know, and I can't say that I've been doing it either. So, you know, that's why we're trying to do this month, this kind of kickstart month. And, you know, I think back to, like you said, I would probably not argue with you about I might be in some of the worst shape of my life. Maybe not the absolute worst, but probably close. There was a time in Gillette where I was like, I'm not in great shape, but like I was going to the gym in the morning and at lunch.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, oh, I'm going to do, you know, I was trying to get in shape rec league basketball or something like that. Yeah. And I was able to do that and shit. I can't even go to the gym for, you know, three days in a row, I'll be dead. But
yep. Well, and it's weird how just motivation in general, I've just come to learn like motivation doesn't mean anything. It's for me, it's like false hope. You know, I could browse, get motivated on Reddit for 30 minutes before going to the gym and listen to every inspirational video on YouTube. But that's as soon as I get to the gym or as soon as I am faced with a tough choice, I just bail out. And I just need that discipline, which is frustrating because I spend most days in my job teaching, motivating kids, working on discipline, telling them to make the right choices. And I mean, it's the age old, like, you can give anybody advice, but you can't do it yourself.
Yeah, like, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. And so that's the other thing that's frustrating too, is I want to be able to like get to a point where kids are seeing that change in me also. And that's motivating them instead of me just like talking to them about life and experiences and stuff like that. And so that's like another drive. And so if anything, I just got to man up and just suffer a week, you know, 2 weeks. But I just know November's right around the corner.
Yep. But I guess, and it sounds super easy, but I have those thoughts. I had those thoughts this week. I get up, have my cup of coffee, and it's 5:04. And I'm like, God, I don't want to go to the gym.
Right.
And then I just, like, I could be feeling like trash, slept like crap. You know, and I just, you just have to just say, you're going. You might be pissy the whole time, but yep, just go. And then it always comes back. I always, afterwards, I'm like, how bad I didn't want to go, I'm still glad that I did go, because at least I've done something.
Yeah, you definitely always feel insanely better afterwards. It's just that 10 minutes of discomfort getting there and getting started, which yep, can completely destroy your whole like motivation and goals and stuff like that.
You don't know, no idea. If money was no object, I'd have a place with a shop and a dedicated pretty much yeah, gym of my own. Yep. I still think that would not be easy to always go out. Instead of having to get dressed and drive somewhere, I just have to walk across my yard. I still think that'd be like, that's too cold.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Or something.
Yeah. On that topic, I think it's, if I had all the money in the world, I mean, not all the money in the world, but if I just had, you know, pretty disposable income, I'm hiring a chef, because like, I think I'm going to be more successful starting out eating better than exercising. And I don't mean like, hey, every day make me a kale salad and a smoothie. I just mean like, hey, can you just make me something that's not completely disgusting for my body?
Well, that's the other thing that we all probably know or don't want to admit, but know is that, yeah, it's like 80% or 75% of success is based on diet.
Yeah.
You know, for where you want to be.
Right. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think both of us are in a good spot for what we want to accomplish now that October's here. I think it's just, like I said, I think it's just one day at a time. And you know, I wanted to get Jim on sometime this week. Maybe we can get him on soon and kind of talk with him, because I know Jim's a pretty motivated guy. But he also, talking with him about his workout and his eating and stuff like that. I mean, Jim's been skinny forever, and he probably always will be, which doesn't necessarily mean healthy. But that skinny to me is like one of those unattainable goals, you know? So I just think like, man, Jim's got it. That's nice. But then he's also, his perspective, he wants to put on some weight, so he's not the same exact mass as a praying mantis. But I just think it would be interesting to see his perspective on things, because he's, you know, he bikes, he's out doing stuff, he's active. But so I'd wonder what he would do for the whole month of October. We'll pick his brain. We're going to get him on. I also want to get, one of the other people I want to get on is Casey. He's a weird guy these days, but we've talked about that. I just want to talk with him. I kind of just want to talk with him mainly about like smoking meats.
Oh,
Casey's,
yeah.
Casey's big. He's doing a brisket right now, and he's living his best life. So
did he get up at like 3?
Yeah, he's dedicated.
That's good.
He's trimming fat. He's, you know, he's throwing stuff in the fridge. He's living. So
you know you're doing it right if you had to start the day before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If
there's any look into my level of motivation, I've woken up many times this summer, way before I've ever woken up to put on a hunk of meat on the smoker. I would do that way more than I would ever do that to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, well, yeah, this is going to be delicious afterwards.
It's true.
But yeah,
short, I think short term gratification, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
even if it's 8 hours or 9 hours, it's still short.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can see the finish line a lot easier. And that's the thing too, is I don't have a set, weight that I want to be at. I just don't want to be, I just don't want to be where I'm at currently.
I don't think you need to set one. You know what I mean? No. Like, I just use it as a metric basically for, you know, if I think I'm going in the right direction or the wrong direction, but
right.
It doesn't mean a lot, you know, for me. I've gone, you know, there was a time in college where I was 165 and then there was a time where I was 205. So it doesn't,
right. Yeah.
Doesn't really.
Yeah. If clothes fit me better, that's where I'm at. I don't care if I'm.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally don't ever want a six pack. That's just too much maintenance. And I don't even. Yeah. I just want to be able to like feel comfortable in clothes. And I've been there at different stages of life, but I also have the mindset that I'm always big. Like even when I was down like 240, when I was really diving into all this stuff and I was like one of the lowest weights I've ever been, I'd still put on a 2XL shirt because I hated the way I felt.
Yeah.
Like it, the shirt would look horrible on me and not even that great of a fit, but I'd be like, well, nobody can see my body under it. So, but
that's a whole nother thing though. Just being, you know, it's almost like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it's not body shame, but it's just like,
yeah, it's just body
fear. It's a fear. Yeah. There you go. That's what I was thinking. Well, yeah, I think everybody has that to some degree, but
yeah, I'll always be big. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4" if you ask Casey. but you know, I'm like 6'6" and I've been 275 plus for, you know, 10 years now. So I'm a big dude and I'll always be a big dude and I'll look insanely weird if I ever drop down to my BMI is supposed to be like 215, like to be in the healthy range. That's insane. That's insane. Yeah.
No, that can't be right.
I'm pretty sure it is. Cause I remember looking it up one time and I was like, that is unattainable. BMI
215 at 6'6", 6'7". There's no way, dude. I'm underweight.
I'm looking it up right now because I did just pull that out of my
head. Although I'm pretty sure mine is really low as well. Like I think I'm supposed to be like under 170 for sure.
Okay, I'm just putting in a random number for my actual weight right now, but that doesn't help me any. I want to know like what my recommendations are, you know.
Oh, here we go. Look it up. Speaking of, I'll talk while you're looking it up. So you said if I had all the money in the world, which that would change everything, right? I saw a thing, a meme or something today. It was like, it was a body that was like all puzzle pieces. And it was like, we're all just one piece away from being a complete or who we want to be. And it was like, the guy was putting the one piece like into his head.
Yeah.
And it was all the piece said was $1 billion.
Yeah. 100%. Well, and it's like that freaking saying too, like money doesn't buy happiness. Like I guarantee I'm going to be feeling pretty good if I don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah. I got to think that would change a lot for most people.
So this is frustrating because this damn chart doesn't go up high enough on the height.
What? So I got you right here. 6 foot, 6 inches. I'm going to punch you in at 280.
That's generous. Normal.
So that says that you are off the scale obese.
So if we put in my actual.
So dude, I'll put mine in though. Watch. Mine in 188, 510. And it says that I am almost obese. I'm at 27 and obese starts at 29. It starts at 30.
I found it. BMI for 6'6", 215-pound male is normal weight.
What?
Yeah. 215 pounds for 6'6" male is considered normal.
Barely, too.
That's
like literally at the top end of the scale.
Right. But yeah, still, that's wild. That's insane. That I would die. I would be killed by the first wind that hit me. Plus so my head. My head is 200 pounds alone.
Yeah, this says so for me, 5'10", 165 is almost the top end. It'd be probably about 168 top end of normal weight.
Anybody that's listening, the BMI scale is created by the government to keep you in control. It is not a real scale. I don't care if anybody wants to believe me or not. LeBron James is not obese. He's a man with a lot of muscle. So don't take that. If you're worried about your life and your weight, don't use the BMI scale. It's sketchy.
Doesn't quite work. But
yeah. So either way, that's my goal. is by the end of October, I'm going to get to 215. Which,
it's probably aggressive.
Which, based on the increase of coronavirus in our state, if I get sick enough, maybe that's possible. But yeah, so kind of wrapping things up here. I think we're in a good spot to see where this month goes. We'll just keep checking in with each other.
Yeah, let's plan on giving a quick update every show. Hopefully we'll keep doing two times a week, and people can the people that are listening can track along, and it keeps us accountable as well. So
right, this podcast is probably going to come out after the first, just because between my schedule and Todd's schedule, it gets a little behind. So what we probably will end up doing is dropping this the same day we do the usual Sunday episode. So it'll be a little behind, but then that Sunday episode will give you an insight, three or four days in. So
definitely. We'll put a post on our, I know we don't have a ton of listeners, but it'll be fun if somebody does listen to this one. We'll post it up and throw it in the comments. Join us with it. You know what I mean? It's right, just something to do. I know we don't have a ton of people, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and even if you don't want to go the full month of October, just try a week. We'll get some information out on the social media. Throw it in the ocean pod on Instagram.
Yep.
Right. And throw pod on Twitter. So follow along with those. And Todd, I think we're in a good spot. Let's see where we can go with this, and I'll talk to you soon, but then we'll definitely meet up again for Sunday.
That sounds good, man.
All right, everybody. Throw it in the ocean. Have a good day.
See ya.